News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Colm Kieran is the spokesperson for the Irish Association of Funeral Directors. He joins me now. Colm, you have received new guidelines from the government in terms of funerals and how they can be carried out. You might run us through them, please.
Yes, good morning, Kieran. We welcome, I suppose, the fact that we've now gotten clarity on from the government in terms of attendance at funeral masses and services. I suppose our concern up until yesterday was that potentially what was on the table was the cancellation of all funeral masses and services. And I know that there are some dioceses in the country who have decided that unfortunately it's in their best interest to close their doors in terms of protecting their clergy. But thankfully it means for COVID funerals and non-COVID funerals that we can still maintain a funeral mass for the immediate family, and it is restricted unfortunately to 10 people within that immediate family who must also maintain social and physical distancing practices inside the church.
Once it gets out into a graveyard, I suppose it's much easier to maintain that distancing. In the case of a cremation and a crematorium where maybe space is a bit tighter, could the numbers be even more limited?
Yeah, no, well, absolutely. The same still applies. So this advice applies to funeral masses, also cemeteries, where we must say that there are certain locations, including in churches, where it's too hard to implement that social and physical distancing, that they may have their own restrictions, which we must respect. And while we're, I suppose, on the topic of respect, we have been issued advice in terms of COVID funerals from the HSE. I suppose very important to get out to your listeners and the country in general, that when we are dealing with COVID funerals over the next few weeks, which unfortunately we will be doing, whilst maintaining dignity and respect for the deceased and their family, we must also respect the advice of the HSE. And we've received very clear guidance from the HSE in relation to COVID funerals. And it's important to inform your members of the following, that it's not recommended to have open coffins, embalming is not recommended, and wakes and domicile settings are not recommended. Now, we are unfortunately the bearer of that bad news to families over the next few weeks. We wish that these restrictions weren't in place, but unfortunately we have to respect the advice of the HSE, and we're calling on all funeral professionals working in the industry to respect the advice of the HSE. There may be some people out there within the industry who don't see that is required, but until we're told otherwise, the HSE guidance must be respected in the same way that people who own businesses, whether it be barbers or florists or whoever they are, that have been told that their businesses must close or can't operate because of the ability to slow down the disease. We have to respect the guidance from the HSE as it stands.
Yeah, look, and absolutely, you're dead right to reiterate that point, that you have to respect that guidance. I suppose it is difficult, isn't it, for families, and just from an Irish cultural point of view, particularly the wake, whatever about the funeral, and not to be dismissive of the importance of the funeral mass, but the wake and waking a body at home, it's such an important part of our culture.
It's such an Irish thing. We are, I suppose, unfortunately in a position where we have to look people in the eye and tell them that that's not the case, or speak to them over the phone, as the recommendation also is. That to take that away from them is horrendous, because it's part, like, I lost my own father less than a year ago, so I understand the position that families are in. But if it was my own father's funeral tomorrow, I'd have to respect that as well from a professional point of view, because when we look back over the next 6 months, or in 6 months' time, back on what has happened, we have to be able to say in our heart of hearts, did we help to spread the disease or did we help to slow it? And that's, we have to play our part too, unfortunately. And that's as citizens, not as funeral directors, not as business people, as citizens of the state.
And Colm, where someone passes away in a hospital setting or a nursing home setting, and you or your members remove the body, is there any opportunity for the spouse, if they're still living, to place a hand on their departed's, on their hands or on their head, or kiss their forehead, even something like that, which again is something that everyone
in most
would
cases,
seek to do,
or in a lot in a lot of cases, the spouse may have been already in with the person who has passed away in advance of the time that they've passed away. So unfortunately, in those scenarios, the spouse or partner or people who've been in close contact are not, under the current guidelines of the HSE, not permitted to attend the funeral because of the, I suppose, the risk of passing it on. It is not recommended, however, though, that after somebody has passed away, that there is not anybody in attendance with the deceased who is not in fully PPE. And that's why the closed coffin is not recommended for fear of spread of the disease through contact with the deceased in that type of environment.
All right. Listen, Cullum, thanks a million for speaking to us. Cullum Kieran, their spokesperson for the Irish Association of Funeral Directors, welcoming, I suppose, the government guidelines, but it's worth reiterating what those guidelines are. The 10-person limit at funerals, but also the reality is that in a lot of situations, the husband or the wife of the deceased won't be allowed to attend the funeral because they'll be in isolation and they certainly won't be allowed to have any physical contact with the body. No hand placed on the hand of your loved one, no kiss on the forehead, nothing like that.